trying to line up a cross, sends it in, the free header is a goal, and it's Phil Jagielka that comes forward from defence into attack. Nathan Bates tied up the Villa defence, going one way then the other, digs out a cross, plenty of blue shirts in there, not too many white ones to deal with it, and none of them were marking Phil Jagielka, who puts Everton one goal to the good.
Everton are coming forward on the left-hand side, ball in towards Romelu Lukaku, just a little touch, he gets his shot away, it's going to go in! Romelu Lukaku has scored. Now, Brad Guzan should have kept that out. It was a narrow angle for the former Baggies man. Guzan got a hand to it, and it just trickled across the line early in the second half. Everton have a two-goal cushion, but it's a goal Villa will feel they shouldn't have conceded. 2-0 Everton lead.
Ball taken quickly up towards Leighton Baines. Men arriving in the penalty box. Now it's going to be four. 3-0 to Everton. And they were undone by a quick free kick there. Aston Villa crossing towards the near side from Leighton Baines. Found a man arriving at the far post with Seamus Coleman from the right back position. And he's made it 3-0. A long way back now from Aston Villa.
Well, Paul, a 3-0 scoreline, but the two goals in the second half, I guess you'd be very disappointed the way they were conceded.
No, very much so, but I thought we got what we deserved today. I don't think we deserved to win a game of football. I thought we started slow, and then we got a grip of the game. We looked a bit threatening, and there wasn't too much in it at half-time. The second goal was poor just because probably bad, even by his own admission, should have saved it. But that's coming from a guy that it's saved our skins on numerous occasions, so there's not too much level of criticism on that front. Third goal was really poor because we switched off when Everton, I know Everton are a good side, it playing really quick, run about your box, and but I don't think we've done enough to win a game.
What's about you after defeats recently when you were relatively pleased with the performance, I think particularly down at Chelsea maybe, but today back to the old ways?
No, listen, we're miles from that, the old ways, that's for sure. It was his first time, I'd say, they've came away. You're quite right what you said. There's the games that we've played, the top four, obviously top five, this is the one that's been the most disappointing because I don't think we've done enough to win a game. Mm-hmm.
On the plus side, you got Vlaar back and Christian Benteke got some minutes on the pitch as well.
Well, if there's anything plus about it, that's a good thing. And Cole coming on for a little spell, so losing Nathan was a blow to his hamstring, but getting Christian and Ron back certainly is going to help us.
Has this been the low point so far?
Of this season, Mark, yeah, absolutely. And because I don't, as I said before, I don't think we've done enough to win a football game. And doesn't come off there and think we're unlucky. I don't think we've done enough.
Is it maybe a case that you're a bit punch drunk? I mean, your fixture list's not been kind to you.
No, it's not. It's not been. As I said, top five teams we've encountered, and it's no easy. And but no, listen, I don't want to make an excuse. The day was a game that wasn't good from our point of view.